The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
If you're listening earlier, I shared with you Gallup's most admired man and woman. This is their annual poll. Donald Trump, the most admired man in America. I was shocked. Now, you think about the negative press coverage that he has gotten for the last 4 years, how he has been constantly, unmercifully attacked by the mainstream media and the liberal left. He has been called every name in the book. And according to Gallup, and Gallup obviously is nonpartisan, he is the most admired man in America. Barack Obama is second. Joe Biden is a distant, and I do mean distant, third, way down from Donald Trump. Bizarre, weird, strange. Someone else who saw a large drop in the last couple of polls for the last couple of years is Pope Francis. Only 2%. Of those responding to the Gallup poll indicated that Pope Francis was the most admired man in the world. Quite unusual for a pope. I don't know whether that's an historically low percentage. Don't know. But it is low compared to Pope Francis in previous years and previous popes. They usually poll pretty well. And I think it's because of the numerous scandals surrounding not only Pope Francis, but the Vatican. One of the latest is the Vatican Secretariat of State. The Vatican Secretariat of State has been responsible for millions and millions, in fact, hundreds of millions of dollars in donations and investments, and after some investigations, it has been discovered corrupt, almost totally corrupt. So get this. This is from the Associated Press yesterday. This is from the Associated Press. Pope Francis has formally stripped the Vatican Secretariat of State of its financial assets and real estate holdings following its bungled management of hundreds of millions of euros in donations and investments that are now the subject of a corruption investigation. Francis signed a new law over the weekend, this past weekend, ordering the Secretariat of State to complete the transfer of all of its holdings to another Vatican office by February 4th. The law also calls for all donations to the Pope, the Peter's Pence Collection, as well as other donations that had been managed by the Secretariat of State, to be held and managed by the Vatican's Treasury Office as separate funds that are accounted for in the Holy See's consolidated budget. Now, here's the problem. And this is, okay, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm not a Catholic basher. But I do have a little bit of common sense. Did you know that the Vatican, just Vatican City, we're not talking about the worldwide church, we're talking about Vatican City, and of course, most of you know the Vatican is considered a separate, independent nation. That's why there is an ambassador from the Vatican to America, from America to the Vatican. They are considered an independent sovereign nation. Now, they're surrounded by Italy, and it's in Italy, but it's an independent nation. A very tiny independent nation, for those of you who have visited the Vatican. But get this. The Vatican alone, just that tiny little piece of real estate called Vatican City, accounts for over $15 billion in assets. $15 billion in assets. Catholic Church is the wealthiest independent organization on planet Earth. And that's also a fact. The wealthiest independent organization, could be called a charity, but an independent organization on the Earth. The wealthiest. Now, just my observation. The scandal here in America with priest abuse, the biggest part of that scandal was not the abuse of the children. Now, I'm not saying that that was not the worst morally and so forth. It was. But the biggest part of the scandal was that those priests who were discovered to be abusing children, mostly boys, in many cases were not disciplined, were not turned over to authorities, but were just moved to another parish where they abused more children. And this was widespread here in America, and that's why over the period of several years, the Catholic Church in America alone paid out several billion dollars in settlements. To this day, none of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church have ever faced legal prosecution. Now, what they did was a crime. It was not just immoral and a sin from a biblical perspective. It was legally a crime to move these molesting priests around from one parish to another and not turn them in, and for the hierarchy to cover for them. None of the upper echelons have ever been prosecuted. So my comment on this is that the Pope is taking some decisive action. He has, quote, stripped the Vatican Secretariat of State of its financial assets and real estate holdings, and they are now the subject of a corruption investigation. So he took away their money, but he hasn't disciplined anybody. He took away their resources because they were mismanaging and mishandling millions, hundreds of millions of dollars and euros, which is even more hundreds of millions in dollars. And yet to this point, no one has been disciplined. More and more Catholics that I talk with are becoming more and more displeased with Pope Francis. I think, and I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet. I'm not an expert on anything, certainly not Catholic hierarchy and Catholic government. But if things continue the way they have been the last 3 to 4 years, I think 2021 has the potential to be one of the most controversial years in recent history for the Catholic Church and certainly the Pope. There is a huge movement within the Catholic Church to do something with Pope Francis. Whether anything will be done, I don't know. But he is not making things any better for himself. This corruption investigation, will it be honest? Will it be open? Will it be transparent? Will anybody be actually prosecuted? That is yet to be seen. Hopefully, it will happen.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
We'll wrap things up today. And just a reminder, tomorrow is the last live program of this week. Friday is New Year's Day, and all of us here at Salem Media have the day off, and we're very, very thankful. I normally wait for Friday to open the phones for Open Phone Friday, but tomorrow we'll open the phones up, and I would love to hear from you what God taught you in 2020. I really believe it's important that we know what God is doing in our life. In preparation for tomorrow, let me ask you a question. If I were talking to you face to face and we weren't on the radio and it was just you and me and we're just having a casual conversation, and I said, what were some of the lessons that God taught you in 2020? Would you have an answer? If you do not have an answer, then ask God. No, I'm serious. If you do not have an answer to that, what is it that God was attempting to teach you in 2020? If you don't have an answer to that, sometime before tomorrow afternoon, ask God, God, did I miss it? Let me tell you something with absolute authority, absolute assurance. Right now, right this moment, God is attempting to teach you probably not just one thing, but probably several things. God is teaching. The question is, are you learning? There is no question that God is attempting to teach you, mature you, make you more like Christ, unless you don't know Christ as Savior. If you've never been born again, if there was never a time and a place that you actually confessed your sin and asked Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior and by faith accepted the free gift of eternal life, if you've never done that, here's something else I can promise you that is absolutely true. God is bringing circumstances into your life right now to bring you to that place. God is not willing that any should perish. If you've never been saved, if you've never been born again, and again, if there was never a time and a place, well, Bob, I've always been a Christian. No, you have not. There is no such thing. We're born with a sinful nature. We are born separated from God in desperate need of redemption. Nobody is born a Christian. No one on planet Earth can say, well, I've always been a Christian. Nope. Well, I'm a really good person. Good. I'm glad. Won't get you to heaven. Well, I've been a member of a church for 57 years. That's great. I could sleep in a garage, but it doesn't make me a car. The Bible says you must be born again. It's that simple. You must be born again. And you can be born again anytime, any place. In fact, you could do it right now if you've never been born again. Whatever's going on in your life, God is drawing you to himself. Now, if you have been born again, God then is bringing circumstances to bear in your life to make you more like Jesus. We all love to quote Romans 8:28. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. But nobody quotes verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, them he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of God's Son. How is it that all things work together for good? That's verse 28. Verse 29 gives you the answer. All things work together for good because God is conforming you to the image of his Son. That's Jesus. Every circumstance that comes into your life is designed by the God of the universe to make you more like Jesus. Well, what are the areas of your life that God needs to work on? Do you know? Do you understand? Is God teaching you more faith? Is God teaching you? You've been living with wrong priorities. Has God been teaching you? Give up bitterness and anger towards someone. Has God been teaching you to forgive? Has God been teaching you, you know, you need to be in God's word more? Is God teaching you to deepen your prayer life? Is God teaching you to exercise more faith? I have no idea what God is teaching you, but I do know this. He's teaching. That's not the question. The question is, are you listening? 2020 has been a rough year for almost every single one of us. Has been for my family. Been rough in a lot of ways. Probably been rough for you. But God has wonderfully and graciously provided and taught and instructed and comforted. So tomorrow, my plan is to open the phone lines and just say, hey, what's God been teaching you in 2020? I'd love for you to share it. I think it'll help you, and it will be a blessing to others as well. I'm not big on New Year's resolutions. I'm really not, because the overwhelming majority of them are broken within about 3 weeks. There are actually statistics on that, you know, and I don't have them in front of me. I've looked at them in the past. But New Year's resolutions do not last very long. So I'm not really big into New Year's resolutions, but I am really big on new beginnings. My God is a God of new beginnings. Now, December 31st and January 1st are just dates on the calendar. But they're really good dates on the calendar to start new and fresh. I hope you will determine that next year you will be a person of the book. The Word of God will be important in your life and have a priority in your life, as well as many other things, and we can talk about that tomorrow. Hey, thank you so much for joining me. Hope you have a great evening, but remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.